Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. It's a podcast where we take business owners, CEOs, executives, marketing people, whoever else I feel like, four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Question number one, a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
Bob, thanks for having me. I'm Brian Sampson, four-time head of talent turned founder. Today I lead a couple different companies, including Bali Staffing, Plug Technologies, and investment partner in Hang 10X Capital. And most importantly, I'm an ambassador for nearshoring and scaling tech companies.
Love it, Brian. Question number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
So Bob, we've been living in a world of remote work for the last 21 months, but I've been running remote companies for the last 6 years. And I've got a lot of tips and ideas for your audience. Just to give some context, I was building a nearshore company in Argentina while finishing grad school in Singapore and closing clients in New York out of Hawaii and building teams all over the Americas. So I think some tips can really help your audience here. We've grown 12 times just in the last year. And a couple things that I would tell your audience to do is to think about the big picture goals and priorities first. One of my number one quotes around the office is our virtual office is if you have 10 priorities, you have zero priorities. Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk through, where we're headed, why we're different. For us, it's not about being the biggest, but the best, best solution for the Americas and, just translate that to your world. Tools and systems, we're big on Slack, Google Suite, HelloSign, Monday.com, which is a great way to see priorities and traction and progress, different recruiting tools, HubSpot, Mailshake. Something that I would also emphasize is, everyone's trying to think like, I got to change my whole business because we're remote. No, you don't. In the end, people are people, right? And people still want challenging work. They still want to learn, be polite, learn about their families. And it's not fundamentally, 180 degrees differently. People are still people. And you got to remember that.
Awesome. Now, one thing you mentioned about that if you have 10 priorities, you have zero priorities. Here's one thing we do in our business, because I have a CTO who's constantly bringing me great ideas. And he is Mr. Squirrel, just because of that part there. So all of our ideas, they go in four different places. There's the table, which means we're working on them right now. There's a refrigerator, which means probably in the next month to 2 months, or sooner, that part there. Then there's the freezer, which means sometime next year. Yeah. And then there's behind the barn, which means it's done. It's dead. It went to the farm with all the other bad ideas to go play for the rest of its life.
Right.
So just a concept on that part there. So let's get to question number three. What other CEOs, founders, and executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Most importantly, I'd like to give a shout out to our leadership team here at Bali Staffing. That's Max, Eva, Josh, and Johanan. And then also a whole group of folks here. I'm a member of the UCLA Anderson. That's the MBA school at UCLA. There's a founder CEO group and quite a few folks there. There's a Brian Bauer, Kenny Davis, Sung Cho, and a whole other list of folks that I'm happy to talk about later.
Awesome. I'll look them up there. Number four, final fun question. Brian, tell me about your most epic sale.
Sure. For me, this is really the power of networking. Not the biggest sale we've ever done, but something that I'm really proud of when you think about the seeds you plant today could be the trees in 10 years. Mm-hmm. So back in April 2014, I was head of talent for a Series A tech startup under the Matrix venture capital firm. That was one of the lead investors. And they were putting different heads of talent in the same, making intros, were sharing stories, learning. So I had lunch with one of them. This is April of 2014. And we didn't talk for a few years, but in summer of 2020, I commented on one of her posts. She had since moved on to a couple of different places, just as I had. And we ended up catching up, and she introduced me to one of the portfolio companies that she knew at the time. This is 6 years later, a Series E stage tech company scaling like crazy. They made the introduction and we got the deal there. And nice. This has been a massive deal for us. And we've expanded the engagement, you know, multiple six-figure deal there. And it just always reminds me that the seeds you're planting today might not sprout today. And sometimes we get antsy and we're trying to like keep digging it up to check to see if it's growing.
Right.
Just plant the seeds, and years from now, that might turn into a big sequoia tree.
Absolutely. I love that story there. So Brian, you now have 2 minutes and 53 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather. You can do whatever you want. I'm flexible. Go for it.
Sure. Well, I would love to talk about some of these companies that we have here. First and foremost, if you are trying to hire right now, and just about everybody we know is trying to hire, looks like we're trying to do 2 years worth of hiring in 1 year, mm-hmm. especially if you're a venture-funded tech company. So Bali Staffing has worked with over 40 venture-funded tech companies, and we provide recruiters on a project basis. So most of the time, companies have a couple different choices when they're trying to hire. You might bring on contingency recruiters, and wow, does that get expensive fast.
Yep.
You know, 20, 25% fees. You hire a couple folks, that's 60, 70, 80, you know, six figures down in fees just for a couple of hires. The other extreme is you go ahead and build out your own in-house recruiting department, but that's a real big investment. And number one, it takes a while to hire those people. And number two, you might only have a burst you're trying to get through. You might only have 3 or 4 months of crazy hiring, and then you're good. That's where we come in. So you get temporary senior project recruiters that parachute in. They know what they're doing. They can jump right in, make an impact, build pipeline, source people. And you're simply paying an hourly rate, and you get as many hires as you can out of us. And then as soon as we've made that last hire, we're off onto the next project. So there's no long-term commitment, turn the faucet on and off as you need it. We've got researchers, sourcers, end-to-end recruiters. And most importantly, we know the chaos and hiring bar and crazy world of VC-funded tech startups. Not sure how much more time I have left, but
47 seconds.
We also have another sister company called Plug Technologies. That's Plug with 2 G's. And Plug Technologies is a nearshore software company. We have software developers all over Latin America. We work with tech companies in the US looking for embedded long-term engineers on a staff augmentation basis. And you think about now we're the world's remote, your engineers are working from home anyway. Why not have the same time zone, you know, North America, South America, same time zone roughly. There's no offshoring, and you get all the benefits at a fraction of the price.
Perfect. You pulled it off with 4 seconds left. Four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds, Brian. Why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 spells Bob.
Gold star for Brian. Say your website real quick.
BaliStaffing.com.
In the description. It's magic. Brian, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you so much, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You all have a good day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.